Well, you know, today was actually one of our practices that we designed to be a little bit lower volume, a little bit less time on the field. We've in the design of training camp attempted to not make every single practice the same length and the same reps. So this was, while we were in full pads, we got a lot of good work in. It was a little bit quicker, a little shorter. I thought our guys did a good job staying on schedule, and you know, I thought we got a lot accomplished.
It seemed to me that there weren't as many sacks out there as in previous practices, and there were some short passes, but it seemed like the offensive line did a pretty good job in pass protection, the whole pass protection unit.
Yeah, I think it was a little better. You know, one of the periods, Chris, was a pressure period where I think, and as you mentioned, we were probably getting the ball out hot a couple times where the blitz was coming, and maybe we had, by design, an unblocked defender and a quick short route so the quarterback could get the ball off. I thought we did that well. I think you're right. I think we got the ball off quickly. It still felt like there was plays to be made in that period from an offensive standpoint that we didn't make. We still had a drop or two. You know, we still had a, you know, and maybe an accuracy issue here or there. So we got to, you know, when the plays present themselves to make, we got to do a better job making them on a more consistent basis.
Weeks out from now, and there's still issues with the quarterback center exchange, which is going outside the roster
and playing some position. Well, I'm confident we can get it fixed. It's, you know, again, this football, you can't win with the ball on the ground. So I'm confident we're going to get it fixed. I believe those guys stayed out after practice again. We do devote a portion of our walkthrough to just quarterback center exchange. It's the first thing we do on the field. So we have to get it corrected. I mean, I can stand up here and talk about it, but you have the same set of eyes I do. We still see the ball on the ground too much.
Joe, you talked about the depth of wide receiver a couple of days ago. Is there one trait that stands out among the guys at that position?
The group. Yeah, I think they're doing a good job. I mean, again, yesterday wasn't their finest hour. I think they came back and practiced a little bit better. But I think it's a smart group, and we've been challenging them schematically, and that's part of the design of training camp is to, you know, we don't want to overload them with information that they don't need, but we're kind of pushing the envelope in regard to the installation, how many pass concepts we want to have in there, how many different formations we want to have in there, how many shifts and motions, how many tempo plays we want to snap without a huddle, just to, again, get them thinking, get them out there, let's figure out what they're capable of doing and those type of things. So I think overall they've done a good job with that, but there's still room for improvement.
Joe, when it comes to Lamar Miller and Coach Leader's offense, what specifically the skill set that you're most excited to see in action with what he
did? Well, again, we're still primarily a zone blocking team. That's still the starting point. And so in the zone game, if you incorporate the read aspect to it, sometimes you're hoping to create a little crease and slow a little bit of the pursuit down on the backside and utilize Lamar's speed to hit the gap, you know, hit that hole and go. I thought again today, I didn't think his first run was great, and then I thought after that he had some really good runs, really decisive runs, good pad level, quick feet, bounced off a guy here and there. So sometimes we got to get him started a little faster.
Just to follow up, as far as his ability to catch the ball now.
Yeah, I've always liked his hands. I mean, I think he's a guy that we can utilize, and certainly that's part of the attraction to him.
Can you talk a little bit about the player Jason Tressley is? He comes out of the Division III.
Sure.
Undrafted, he's now entering the season in the NFL. Had a couple of picks over the weekend, both in the past. He says that he's now trying to find himself more than a special teams player. Tell me about the type of player you see.
Yeah. Well, he's one of those guys you love to coach. I mean, he's extremely hardworking. He's very dedicated, very smart. He knows multiple positions. So I think he's probably learned, as you mentioned, you know, after 7 years in the league, going into eight, that one of his niches has been his versatility. So he's very bright. He's very diligent in terms of learning the adjustments of the defense and the communication of the defense. And he's playing Mike linebacker, but he can play other positions for us. That's a big bonus. And then from a special team standpoint, he's really, you know, done a nice job over the 2 years that I've been here. So he's a guy that I think has great respect in the locker room just because of the way he handles his business, you know.
Now, what was the thought process behind shutting down practice except for the staff
today? I'm sorry?
The having the staff only here today in the stands.
Just, you know, again, we're 8 miles away geographically or something like that, but it's one team, it's one organization, we're all here for the same purpose, and so I think it was a great idea just to get them over here and let them see what they're, you know, they're working their tail off over there just like we're working our tail off here, and I think it was good to get them over here.
Anything else planned back in the clubhouse for now?
No, we're just going, I'm going back to watch the practice film.
In regards to Chris McCain, one of the undrafted guys, what have you guys seen from him? I know it's early, but the first six practices and probably going back to OTAs.
Yeah. He's picked up the linebacker position maybe better than I thought. You know, I mean, he seems like he's grasped some of the fundamentals and techniques there pretty well. You guys have probably noticed he's been in some pass rush situations one-on-one. He seems to kind of have, you know, I like to call guys slippery a little bit. You know, he's kind of hard to get your hands on him sometimes. He has pretty good movement ability, so he shows some potential there. And now it's really about, you know, getting him reps. I mean, this next five or six practices, trying to get him ready to play in a preseason game, will be real interesting to see how he can function, you know, out there on his own without anybody moving him around or making those little adjustments. But I think he's off to a very good start.
In terms of physicality, not just him, but he had one hit that put a player out, and then you saw Rashad hit a guy on the sidelines. Do you, as a coach, how do you view that when they're wearing pads and they're not tackling? But
yeah, well, we want to thud guys up. We want to, you know, when you have a square, if you can face a player up, we want to practice our tackling mechanics. We want to practice, you know, seeing what we hit, grabbing cloth, accelerating our feet on contact. We don't want to take guys to the ground. There'll be a time and a place for that. But, you know, it's part of training camp. I think it's good for our ball carriers to remember that somebody's not just going to be tugging at the ball and two-hand touch at the waist. You know, I think it's probably good practice.
How do you feel like the tight ends are picking up the various roles they have in this offense?
I think they're doing well. I mean, I think Charles is off to a good start. I went to the one-on-one. They had a one-on-one drill against some of the linebackers, not all the linebackers today, in run blocking. I think he's off to a good start. I think Deion Sims has made more plays in the passing game in the first 5 or 6 days than I remember him making last year. I think he's off to a good start in that area. And then, you know, we just picked up Brett Brackett. Kyle Miller's made some plays. It's a good group. It's starting to get close, but I think the way we broke it up, we went 3 days and an off day, and now I guess we've had three in a row. So, you know, tomorrow will feel like the longest, you know, grind, so to speak, that they've been in, because we haven't practiced 4 days in a row yet. So, you know, we'll see how they respond. But I'm confident we'll have a good practice tomorrow and then get everybody ready for the scrimmage on Saturday.
All right, a couple more.
Like when the time when the nerves come out and they start really feeling the football starting to go to that preseason game.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. It's probably why, you know, a couple of the guys on defense, you know, knock some guys around. So there's probably some truth to that.
Well, we noticed you have David Arkin taking some snaps at the center today.
You're rolling the dice and getting. Yeah, we got to take a look at, as I said earlier in the week, this is the week to really do it. You know, and even I think Monday maybe we'll move some guys around. Probably by Tuesday or Wednesday we'll, you know, start to settle in a little bit for that game. But then we'll still have time to take a look at different combinations. And really it's just looking at making sure we give opportunity to players and make sure we get the five best guys in the right spots.
All right, Mike, there's no more.
Joe, the technology nowadays is an integral part of coaches. The devices your players are wearing.
Right.
How important is that now? Because those things didn't exist 10, yeah. 5, 20 years ago. How important are they to monitor players?
I think this is the way that the league is heading, and I think probably all of professional, you know, sports are heading in this direction. And we've got, you know, Dave Pelloca and Darren Krein. Our guys are very dedicated. They study a lot. They look at all the new things that are out there from a technology standpoint. I know Steve Ross, our owner, is very committed to this aspect of training. And it's paid dividends. I mean, every night in the staff meeting, we talk about it. We have a report. We look at the numbers. Sometimes we'll adjust practice. You know, they came to me last night at 9:30 and wanted to have all the team periods in the beginning and all the individual at the end. But, you know, 31 years, I'm not ready to go there yet, you know. So, but it's good. It's good. It helps. It helps. It's thought-provoking, and they have some insight. I've used it on some players, kind of back some players off because they said that the numbers suggest maybe this guy potentially could be at risk. So it's evolving to, like everything else in society, and certainly we're utilizing it and for the benefit of the ball club and the players.
With Olivier Vernon, what is the next step for him? I mean, obviously 11 and a half sacks is a pretty good season, but step number three?
13, 14, and consistency in the run game. You know, just taking another step. I think we're all looking for consistency. We saw you love the development between year one and year two. There's certainly still room for continued growth in year three. And it may not always be in the numbers. Those are sometimes deceiving just to look at the numbers. And, again, some of the most impressive plays when we watch the cut-ups of OV were the hustle plays, the effort plays that, you know, sometimes, you know, go unnoticed at times. And then when you really look at the season as a whole and you look at his production, it's impressive. It was impressive to watch.
Have you seen a running back early in camp that filled the void left by Joe Tomorato in terms of run blocking ability? Has anyone sort of stepped up in that sense?
I think both the young guys that were undrafted, I think they both really fit in well, Damian Williams as well as Orleans Darkwa. They're both fundamentally sound football players. I thought just in the last drill we had, I think we ran an outside zone to the left, and they do a good job at ball security. They're not afraid to step up there and pass protection. So I like the group. I think it's a good young group.
Thank you.